This is HPR episode 1772 entitled Random Thoughts. It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 12 minutes long. The summary is, I talk about some of the things I appreciate in life.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Swift110, and I was just laying around pretty much, and I came to a certain realization, as I normally do after a nice long walk. I realized that what I'm doing right now, a number of people would question. Part of what sparked this particular podcast is the fact that as I was sitting here at a bench next to a community center, in the foreground there are kids playing on the playground in the distance pretty much. I'm sitting here and I was eating some of my lunch that I brought in the sun. This old wooden table, picnic table. And I happen to be absolutely comfortable, absolutely happy. When a woman comes down, well, not down the street, but down the trail rather, and she speaks, which is nice, hi, hi. And then she brings my attention to a green roof nearby where there's seating underneath, and said that, you know, it's a lot nicer than where you're at now, maybe for future reference. And you know how sometimes the littlest things a person can say sparks thought processes in me. I analyze it, and I analyze basically everything. This time that analyzation I thought would be interesting, because it goes back to how people think, and what's comfortable for one person may be completely different for another person. For instance, myself sitting here or laying in the sun is perfectly comfortable. It's relaxing. I don't care what time it is. But yet another person would be like, oh, I'm hot. I'm hot. It's uncomfortable. Oh, and you're thinking about the bugs. They're thinking about all that instead of just sitting down and enjoying life for what it is. So often we get used to our little artificial environment. We have our AC. We got these controlled containers that we stay in during the day, and we don't really appreciate the natural life that God has given us. We don't appreciate the sunlight on our face. We don't appreciate the trees. We don't appreciate the sound of children in the air, enjoying themselves in the distance. We divorce ourselves from such things. We get trapped into this technological world where we're on a computer, we're on Facebook, we're trying to find out what's going on with the latest celebrities. And I think we lose sight of who we really are as human beings when we do such things. It takes us to a certain level of artificiality, I think, when we focus so much on technology. Ironically, I'm using technology as a means of communicating my feelings and thoughts right now. And I don't find anything wrong with that in itself, but when we get to the point where we're addicted and we have to constantly be connected to something all the time, then it's a whole other issue. You know, we shouldn't always have to have headphones in our ears. We shouldn't always have to be texting somebody while we're walking down the street. We should just be able to just sit down, relax, and just kind of breathe. As I speak right now, the sun is on me, and I find it very comfortable. The warming effects of something 93 million miles away from me. It's just a beautiful thing. When I think of heat and light traveling from that far in the galaxy, and yet I'm able to benefit from it. I'm perfectly, you know, in this area where I could care less about what's going on around me, pretty much just more so enjoying the moment. The notion of just being alive, which I think is a tremendous privilege. Sadly, some people today didn't wake up today. Some people right now are stuck in hospital beds. Some people now are stuck in their homes. Some people are disabled to the point where they're not able to do what I'm doing right now. They're just stuck in an environment where someone else has to do the very basic things that sometimes I personally and the rest of us probably take for granted on a day-to-day basis. Whether it's doing something as simple as feeding ourselves or going to the bathroom or opening a door, walking outside. Sometimes we lose sight and forget these things. It just gets me thinking, you know, of how we have gone so far from what we were made to be into something totally else. Another bad creation, so to speak. This time not of God, but really of ourselves, to use that creation concept loosely. And just really get stuck into that artificial environment that we've created for ourselves, like I mentioned earlier, where everything has to be so neat and tidy and controlled, and there's no room for spontaneity, no room for randomness, recklessness, no room for those kind of things. The sky is rather nice color, and it makes me think of a few weeks ago. I was with a couple of my friends. They were just talking about how nice it is to just sit down and not to be at work. Not to have to worry about somebody looking over your shoulder, not to have to worry about punching in a clock for that day. Those things are important. You gotta go to work and provide for yourself sometime, but it's good to have other times where you just don't have to clock in. And so talking with them was a very enjoyable thing. And just listening to the sounds in the air, whatever they may be, and having that experience in the middle of the city like we were, it's pretty interesting, I would say the least. Just, don't know quite else what else to say at this point. Just enjoying the birds. Funny how much you hear when you're not really trying to. Sound is just that way. I know if my mom was here, she would be having a field day, because she loves being in the sun like I do. That's something we have in common. So, it's kind of cool. Incredibly relaxed right now. Like, this is pretty good. Actually more comfortable now than I would be at home in my own bed. There's an air.
outside, I guess.
Anyway. I'd be rambling today. Just start talking. And that's pretty much it. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.